Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, listen up if you're in working in healthcare, or particularly if you're working in government. 12-year-old Miley McKee from Greystones has had scoliosis over 8 years. She was put on an urgent list for spinal surgery in August 2020. That means, obviously, she's been spent over 2 years waiting for help. Miley's mother, Anne, says she was told in September that all was set for surgery to go ahead, and she was waiting for a long time for this surgery. But they've now been told the operation can't go ahead due to a lack of post-operative nursing care. Now, Social Democrats TD Jennifer Whitmore raised this issue, this case, in the Dáil on Tuesday. Miley's mother, Anne, joins me on the line now. Anne, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Cormac. Thank you so much for having us on.
Tell me about the situation Miley and your family are in.
Yeah, of course. Miley's 12, so she was all ready to go for her scoliosis operation. And this means that, like, we did an entire workup towards an operation. Her consultants were ready to go and her surgeon was ready to go. And then on the 15th of September, just gone, we had a multidisciplinary meeting, and the surgeon said he was going to give us a date for her scoliosis surgery. And then this day, 2 weeks ago, he rang again and he said that they can't continue with the operation because they cannot nurse Miley post-operatively. And this is because Miley has a tracheostomy.
And explain this to me now. Why can't they? Is it that they can't, don't have a nurse or nurses or a nursing team, or what?
They don't have the nursing resources to be able to nurse Miley. This is what they're telling us, that they don't have the nursing resources to be able to nurse Miley post-operatively on the spinal ward.
But they have the consultants and they have the theatre ready, and every other cog in the wheel is in place.
Correct.
So what did
and
you...
And it's the post-operative nursing.
Okay.
So...
And there, it's complex, that the post-operative nursing is complex because of the tracheotomy, is that it?
Yes. So it's tracheostomy trained nurses, and Crumlin have tons of tracheostomy trained nurses. They need to be able to move the resources around to be on the spinal ward, basically, when Miley is there.
Okay, so the nursing resources are there, but maybe not.
Well, they have nurses. Yeah, they have ICU nurses. They have HDU nurses. There's a transitional care unit, the TCU nurses. So there are lots of nurses. And remember, CHI is also like Temple Street and Tallaght. So it's under the umbrella of CHI Ireland. Miley needs to have this operation.
And Miley is in pain.
Miley is in beyond pain. At this stage now, her ribs are actually sitting on her pelvis and her spine is basically crushing her lungs. So she wakes up, she gets like very stiff in the night, as we all do. And when she wakes up, she's screaming in pain as we try to recoil her. She's rubbing her legs constantly. It's just trying to, like movement, trying to get away the pain. And the pain is diminishing her personality at this stage. She is a funny, clever, beautiful child who you can see the pain etched onto her face all the time. Yeah. And we don't know what to do at this stage.
And her ribs are sitting on her pelvis, you say, and her spine is crushing her lungs.
Yes, that's all confirmed by x-rays. And then her lungs are deteriorating as well. So we do sleep studies, and there was one done just before the operation, and we did one a year ago when they originally thought they were going to do the workup for the operation. And so in a year, her lungs have deteriorated.
So you basically have to, as parents... give her intensive physiotherapy. Is that it, for want of a better word?
Yeah, every morning? It's constant nebs, constant moving her, around. Like, we can't leave her in one place for too long, be it her, like, her chair, her wheelchair, or her cozy chair. We pop her onto the ground. She's got a mat, and pop her into bed. So it's just like, I'm moving her around all the time so that she doesn't kind of like settle, and then she just gets sore, basically, if she settles.
Can she sleep, Anne?
Yeah, she does sleep. Now, we're using pain relief as well. Around the clock because she is in so much pain. So she does sleep. Now it's broken she does sleep.
And
so the operation will take the ribs off her pelvis. It will stop her lungs being crushed and it will ease her pain. And overall, it'll stabilize her spine so that she can go back to school, so that she can, start to live life again.
Mm-hmm. And the curvature in her spine, I think you've described it, it's over 100%, you say.
100 degrees, yes.
My mistake. So she's basically fully bent over, really, is that it?
Yes.
Does she cry with the pain? That sounds excruciating.
Oh, she's beyond crying. It's just... crying probably takes too much energy, you know, the way which causes more distress. So it's just this constantly trying to rub, trying to move herself, like etched into her face, and not many smiles really anymore.
So you've noticed that her personality, as you say, has changed in the last while.
As it does, I'm sure, with people who are in pain.
Yeah. And then... chronic pain for the last 2 years. Yeah. My God. And tell me this, she's obviously, did she know the operation was coming?
No. She's a profoundly intellectually disabled child. Okay. So no, she doesn't. But her sister does. And yeah. So her sister and Manya's two moms, my wife Charlene, and she has a sister Porter who's five. Mm-hmm. And when we were told that the operation was going to happen, we decided, in order to keep Miley well, that Porter and Charlene would move out, because Porter went into junior infants this year. So she was going to be bringing home kiddie viruses and all that. Exactly. So we need to keep Miley in tip-top shape in order to get her to the operation. So now we're here. We're going into November. Is going to be like our third month that we're going to be apart, that they're still out of the house. And
so hang on a second. Sorry for a second now. You're telling me that you and Miley have been living in isolation together in expectation of the surgery, is that it?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
my
it,
God.
Cormac. There are no shortcuts to get a child, you know, like Miley to an operation. There are no hacks. You have to just go into isolation and keep her well. Because if she gets a virus, the virus has to run its course, then there's generally a post-viral chest infection, and then she's going to be dependent on oxygen for another few weeks.
So for fear of getting any virus or sickness at all, which would upend the operation, say, okay, insulate her from anything that could do her harm. And then,
well, that's what you have to do. That's how we live.
But then you see, at the last minute, then I can't get over this, that you were told you've made this sacrifice as a family.
Yes.
And your child is experiencing this excruciating pain.
Yes.
And then how did you react then to being told that, sorry, the operation isn't going ahead?
I mean, devastation isn't even the word. You know, are there words to describe this? Because not only are we living in isolation now, but the entire workup. So there's a workup to do for an operation. So it's like a heart echo, heart ECG. There's a sleep study, and then there is an MLB, which is where her ear, nose, and throat consultant just looks down her trachea to make sure everything is okay, and that's under general anaesthetic. So we've been trying to keep Miley well now, like for most of the year, in order to get to all these procedures so that we could get good baseline results. So then, like, you know, for the best outcome for an operation.
Yeah. A texter says, how can the HSE leave a child in pain? That's basically what's happening here. And can you address, let me read first of all, there's a statement from Children's Health Ireland. I'm not going to read all of it because they say we can't comment on individual cases, but they talk about any decision to postpone or cancel surgery not taken lightly. They're very sorry. There are many factors that go into this decision. They're making good progress in reducing orthopaedic waiting times, additional investment, they say, and so on. They care for 1,000 children a day and so on. I want you to address the people in power in terms of healthcare, the HSE, and the Minister, Stephen Donnelly. What is your message to them?
The message is, yes, there have been huge, leaps in scoliosis care. We understand that, and the initiative of CAPA has been wonderful. However, they need to be able to care for their complex patients as well. Miley just didn't arrive here. We, you know, as in, we received the tracheostomy in Crumlin 12 years ago. We have been nursed in Crumlin since. We had three emergency admissions in this last year. Since November last year, we had three emergency admissions where we were nursed. It seems to be because this is obviously elective, and they have to plan for nursing, that they can't get the nursing resources to the spinal ward for post-operative nursing.
get Miley the surgery and the post-operative care. That's the simple message, I suppose.
That's the simple message.
Stop the excruciating pain.
I mean, the surgery, they're ready to go for the surgery, so it's get Miley the post-operative nursing care.
Okay. Look, let's hope we get a response quickly on this. Give her love to Miley.
Thank you so much.
Picture of her. She's a beautiful, beautiful girl. And all the best to you, Anne, and Porter and Charlene. Anne McKee, thank you very much indeed.